This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawyers are asking potential jurors in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia what they've already heard about the case and whether they think racism played a role in Ahmaud Arbery's death. Arbery was black. The three men charged with shooting him as he ran through their neighborhood are white. Today's day two of jury selection, says the AP's Julie Walker.
The fatal shooting of Arbery on a residential street outside the port city of Brunswick in February of 2020 sparked a national outcry after a cell phone video of the killing leaked online 2 months later. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryant, are charged with murder and other crimes in the 25-year-old black man's death.
About 65% of Chicago Police Department employees have complied with the requirement to report their COVID vaccination status. The head of the Fraternal Order of Police had urged members to defy that order. Chicago is now requiring its employees to be vaccinated by the end of the year unless they have an exemption. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to block the Texas law banning most abortions. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department has asked the nation's highest court to lift an appeals court order that allows Texas to continue enforcing its abortion ban, spelled out in a unique law designed to resist federal court challenges. The department says the Texas ban defies previous abortion decisions because the time frame in which the procedure is allowed has already expired before many women realize they are pregnant.
Authorities in Haiti are still working to try to rescue 17 kidnapped members of a U.S.-based missionary group. FBI agents and other U.S. officials are helping Haitian authorities. The 17 were kidnapped by a gang on Saturday during a trip to visit an orphanage. This is AP News. Now to Britain and a call to bring back COVID restrictions. The AP's Zaria Shackley's in London with the latest on this story.
Many scientists are pressing the British government to reimpose social restrictions and speed up booster vaccinations as coronavirus infection rates, already Europe's highest, rise still further. The UK recorded just over 49,000 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, the largest number since mid-July. New infections averaged 43,000 a day over the past week, a 15% increase on the week before. Last week, the Office for National Statistics estimated that 1 in 60 people in England had the virus, one of the highest levels seen in Britain during the pandemic. In July, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government lifted all the legal restrictions that had been imposed more than a year earlier to slow the spread of the virus, including face coverings indoors and social distancing rules. Zaria Shackley, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.